We're going to chat now about the government's recent spending review and how this will affect the lives of blind and partially sighted people. And I'm joined by RNIB's Head of Campaigns and Public Affairs, Sophie Dodgen.
Hello there, Barry.
So, yeah, the last spending review was held during the COVID-19 pandemic, and before that was way back in 2015. So what did you make of this one, Sophie?
Yeah, so this was an interesting one. It's the first one under the Labour government. As you say, there hasn't been one for a few years. And this is setting out the budgets for different government departments through to the end of the decade. It's different to the sort of annual budget you get. So this is sort of setting out big allocations. But they didn't have to provide all those sums for quite how it all adds up and how it will be paid for. So there is a lot of speculation coming out of this about what it means for the annual budget process that will happen this autumn. But there were sort of big winners in terms of healthcare, also lots of money for transport. But our concerns do remain about welfare and benefits spending going forward, and those sort of really significant changes there. So yeah, plenty to talk about.
So let's talk about some of the things people will be most concerned with. What about PIP?
So this spending review didn't have anything to say about those things. It just assumed that the plans that were put forward in the government's green paper are going to go forward. And the situation for that is that we're expecting to see some draft legislation pretty soon out to MPs. Then they're going to vote on that in early July. So that wasn't something that this spending review suggested there'd be any change of direction on, but there are lots of rumours in the press. So it's really critical that everyone does keep the pressure up on government about this and on their MPs. We've got a template letter. More than 2,000 people have got in touch with their MP so far. We'd love people to keep contacting their MP using the template letter we've got on our website, because we need everyone's help to keep up that pressure on MPs to vote against the changes that are going to cut the number of people who would qualify to receive PIP and some of the other changes that we're really concerned about.
And would that be the same for Universal Credit as well?
Yes, all the changes that are in those proposals, they are still standing at this point. So like I say, there will be some legislation drafted pretty soon. And there's some rumours they might make some small concessions, things like adjusting transitional arrangements for people who currently get PIP and might not qualify for it in future. But it's going to be something we're looking at really closely for in the weeks ahead.
And was there any updates on access to work?
That, again, it's very much part of that earlier green paper. So the access to work queues are, the waiting list is about 68,000 people, I believe, heard last. So the number of people waiting is huge on access to work. And that green paper from government, their proposal is for some kind of radical reform. That is something we are responding to. That consultation process is something we're part of this month. We'll be making sure we submit that response later this month. And the great thing is that we're joining up with the rest of the sight loss sector on this. So we've really compared notes across the sight loss sector, working really closely with our Vision Partnership allies so that we can come to some shared perspectives and really feed in some of the detail that we know about what is needed to change on access to work, what does work at the moment. We know it's a fantastic support for people when it works, but we do know that far too many people are waiting too long to get the support and the equipment that they need.
Well, we wish you lots of luck with that. What about winter fuel payments? They've obviously been in the news recently.
Yes. So there was that U-turn from government, which we welcomed. That does mean many more pensioners will be receiving the winter fuel allowance this winter compared to last winter. So a really significant win there, I think, for people campaigning across the sector. We know that so many people in later life live with sight loss, so we're really delighted to see that change.
And also a lot of money being spent on AI as well, artificial intelligence. Sophie, that could potentially be massive for blind and partially sighted people. I'm thinking about things like wearable technology.
Yeah, the headline figure in the spending review was £2 billion to implement something called the AI Opportunities Action Plan. So this is something RNIB is really, really keen to be talking to government about, and also to the many businesses that we work with as well. What we really need to know is that there's going to be accessibility thought about throughout the process when these tools are designed and developed. We really need to make sure that people with sight loss are thought about from the very, very beginning. And also that we just make sure that people who aren't digitally connected, people who have trouble getting online, that those people are still thought about as well. This links over a bit to what the government announced on health. We had this huge investment announced in terms of what it's going to do in terms of the NHS app. So what could be exciting is if they're going to improve NHS digital systems, we would love this to be an opportunity for NHS healthcare providers to properly record and flag and share patients' communication needs. So accessible information in terms of healthcare is something that people tell us about all the time as being such a problem, getting letters in the wrong format, not getting information they need about their health, not being able to make the decisions they need or to get to appointments because things aren't communicated accessibly. So we're really hopeful that with this investment and commitment to improving the NHS app, they're going to really think about the core functionality working for people with sight loss. But as ever, like I say, there need to be non-digital ways for people to communicate for those people who are not online and who struggle with that.
And also £15 billion has been put forward for transport, which, again, could improve the lives of blind and partially sighted people if it's...
Yeah, public transport is such an important issue for blind and partially sighted people. So loads of money was announced for rail projects. That's across England and across Wales. Some additional funding for Transport for London as well. And again, we just need to make sure that people think about accessibility right from the start, making sure that from the very start, there's new infrastructure, new rolling stock, new stations. All those things are going to work for people with sight loss. And it's not some kind of add-on at a later point, which we know doesn't work for people. So, you know, some very promising things in terms of that investment to make sure that public transport works better for people, but we just need to keep up that pressure to make sure it's accessible.
Was there anything you felt was missing that you thought would have been there that was missed out from the review?
So the big concern that RNIB has is that social care and vision rehabilitation is something that's still completely off the radar of government in terms of its sort of commitments and investment at the moment. So we're really, really concerned that local authority budgets, although there was some new money for local authorities, we just don't think it's that money will stretch very far. And what we need is action now to get resources into things, services like vision rehabilitation. Otherwise, we know that there's far too many blind and partially sighted people who are constantly waiting many months to get the support that they need to live independently. The government would say, oh, but we've launched a new independent review. They've got another commission going on into adult social care, but that is going to take a few years to complete its work. And people are waiting right now. So this is very much what our out of sight campaign is about. We're trying to get that support to people much faster. We want to make sure that the Secretary of State for Health and Social Care, Wes Streeting, we want him to make sure that blind and partially sighted people are getting the support they need when they need it through those local vision rehabilitation services. And we'd really urge people to sign our out of sight petition if possible. If they haven't done that already, we need to keep up that pressure on vision rehabilitation services because it's simply kind of off the radar too much from government, and local authorities are really under pressure with the amount of money that they have been allocated.
And Sophie, if anyone's listening to this that's new to sight loss, how do they get in touch with RNIB?
So if anyone needs to get in touch with RNIB, please do get in touch. We've got an email address for campaigns. That's campaigns@rnib.org.uk. Or you can call the RNIB helpline. That's 0303 123 9999.
Sophie Dodgen, RNIB's Head of Campaigns and Public Affairs, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Barry.